I'm joined by club captain Julian Sills, who's just picked up the Players Player of the Year and Supporters Player of the Year. Julian, start with the Player of the Year. How much does that mean to you, all the players in the dressing room? They consider you as the most outstanding player this year.
I think there's the highest accolade that someone can win from their peers. I've been captain this year, which is a new experience for me, but one that I've thoroughly enjoyed, and I'm glad that people feel that I've had enough of an impact on both them personally and the way that we've played to vote me that award, so I actually feel quite humble in that respect.
And the Supporters Player of the Year as well, that's the largest voting group that was out tonight. The same as before, how does it feel to be singled out by the fans as the Player of the Year?
I think that the fans are what stand this club apart from other clubs that we've played against this year, and also going back into the Premier, he says very sort of presumptuously as to how we'll get on in the playoffs, but the fan base here is phenomenal. We've tended to set the record wherever we've gone and travelled to in terms of away attendances at clubs. So I think that the supporters, I'm really pleased that firstly there were so many people here tonight, and secondly that they consider me to be their Player of the Year, because at the end of it, it's quite overwhelming, because I wanted to set out to be successful here when I rejoined, and it's been a double bonus this year by being successful, although there's still a game left and some small matter of the playoffs, but actually to be able to kind of represent the club and go through it is a fantastic honour, I have to say. So again, I feel quite humble in front of so many people tonight to have been voted Player of the Year by the supporters, so it means a lot.
And with the supporters as well, what role can the fans play between now and the end of the season?
I think the fans can play exactly the same role as they've played all year, and that is, I find it incredible the way that they are so loyal. It's something I don't comprehend, because I've always been a player rather than a fan, in terms of the way that they embrace the club and they embrace whatever 11 players represent the club out on that pitch at that particular time. And in that respect, they can continue to play the same role, which is to put their voice and their whole support behind the team, because we are feeding off it as a big part of our success this year. I still remember the time when we were fifth to bottom when we played Lymington away. Tonight we've beaten them 5-0 and we look a totally different side. Lots changed since then, but the one constant is not only a few players, but it's the fan base, and in that respect I think that will be the one consistent thing that supports this club, and also the way that the success of the club will grow. So please continue to get behind the team, come and watch us at Hastings and then into the playoffs.
I spoke to you after the Croydon game back in March. You said that evening that if we don't achieve promotion, it'll be an underachievement for the squad that we've got. Do you stick by that comment?
Absolutely. I mean, we all know the reasons why we haven't achieved automatic promotion. You look at our performance against the bottom four or five sides, and therein lies its own story. I still believe with the talent, when you look around the dressing room and you see the players that are on the bench week in, week out, that there is a massive amount of talent at this club, and on our day we're a match for anybody. We just need to make sure that day is next Saturday, the semi-finals and then the final as well, so that is our goal.
And what's the mood in the dressing room at the moment? I guess it's sky high, scoring 9 goals the last 2 games without reply. The confidence's got to be buzzing in there, hasn't it?
I think that the mood is fantastic, as you would expect. Success breeds that expectation amongst the players that we will be successful, and in that respect we'll build on it. And the players gel much better, we get on much better, we socialise together, and in that respect you look at the high turnout tonight and you think, well, the club is in good hands. I believe that if we keep the nucleus of the squad together, no matter what, we'll either be competitive in the Ryman Premier or we'll absolutely be, and on merit, one of the favourites for the league next year. So I believe this year that we'll still get promotion. We're still looking at the teams ahead of us rather than over our shoulders, and I've had no reason to change my mind over that in the last 2 games. But having said that, Hastings will be a tough proposition, and we're certainly not going to beat them 4 or 5-0. If we do, then great, we go into the playoffs in the perfect form.
And what's your availability between now and the end of the season? It says slightly tongue-in-cheek.
Tongue-in-cheek, because you probably know the answer, and that is that actually I've got my stag do, which I arranged in good faith 2 weeks after the last game of the season, thinking that I would have plenty of time to be able to finish the season and go away. So I'm not available for the Surrey Senior Cup final, but I am here for the playoffs and the duration, which I actually consider to be the priority.
It's your second spell with the club now. How different has it been this year compared to the time you were here with us before?
Cool. I suppose you have to start at the top, and that is to say that the chairman and the structure of the club is so different to the one that I played under previously. I played under Steve Sedgley. He was a fantastic manager. We had some great success to begin with in the season. We were competitive, and then all of a sudden the heart got ripped out of the club, in my opinion. It was always a club I wanted to play for again, but I wouldn't play under that particular regime. And in that respect, it's been my absolute pleasure to phone Ian rather than him phone me and say, I want to be part of it this year, because I know that Jimmy's in charge and Mark's sponsoring the club. And in that respect, I haven't changed my mind one bit, and I fully intend to be here next year. So the mood is totally different. We're now up there challenging right to the end of the season rather than... We're under Sedge when we had a fantastic start to the season, but we petered off, and in that respect, roll on success, because we've got we stand at the gates of a great opportunity now, and if we don't take it, then next year we'll become even stronger having had this experience.
A quick word on today. How satisfying was it for you to get a goal today? It looked like you were getting quite a bit of stick off the Lymington players just before your goal.
I accidentally clashed heads with one of their players on the away fixture earlier in the season, and it kind of came back to haunt me. I'm more pleased to get the stick myself, because if I could take that every week, every game, I'd take that, particularly in return for a penalty, because I'm old enough to bump off the challenges, whereas other people might have been a little bit more impetuous and a little bit more kind of niggly. So in that respect, delighted to get the points today. It shows how far we've come from the fact that we won so comfortably today. It puts us in good stead for the Hastings games, but by no means are we going to be complacent, because we must realise that we're not going to win that game 4 or 5 nil, that we are on a great opportunity. Met Police play Ramsgate. There are lots of other connotations in the top six as well. We need to win and then rely on whatever else happens around us, but we know that we'll go in with great form.
Even if I only want to say goodnight.
That's all right.
Cheers. Thanks, Tim. Mate.